And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Today's installment of Mantra here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath and I will be with you for the next hour playing various mantra-based music and kirtan chanting from around the world, that kind of stuff. The first track today is going to be a remix of the Desert Dwellers as done by Drum Spider and with vocals by Nicole Jensen, entitled Shiva Nataraj, and that's going to be followed up by a remix of Sri Kalaji's Pingala, which is actually a remix of a track by Kanamrita Dasi. And I'll explain a little bit about some of the verses that you're going to hear chanted in that one. They're actually coming from the Bhagavad Purana, which is one of the Vedic books. The first track, Shiva Nataraj, Nataraj being another name for Lord Shiva, the king of dance. When he does his dance of destruction and dissolves all of the three worlds, the whole entire universe, through his dancing and drumming. So Shiva playing that role in that context, it's interesting to see just how many different ways that Shiva is worshipped and appreciated around the world by different variants on traditions stemming from that particular deity. The word Shiva, one translation of the word itself, which is a Sanskrit word meaning auspicious. So without further ado, we're going to get into that track. This is Drum Spider remixing the Desert Dwellers, and then you're going to hear the Pingala remix right after that. We'll be back in a little while just to explain some of what you've been hearing. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thanks for tuning in today. We're back. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. That was a remix of Carnam Rita Dasi with Pingula, as done by Shrikal. And let's see if we can break down a little bit of what that was. The language being sung was Sanskrit in origin, and the verses being sung were spoken by a person named Pingala written down in the Bhagavat Purana, which is a very old text, part of the Vedic collection of literature. I would say, depending on who you ask, there's different datings on it, but we're talking thousands of years. For the Bhagavat Purana, or Srimad Bhagavatam, as it's sometimes called, one verse, Nunam me Bhagavan Prito Vishnu Kenapi Kamana Niveda Yam Durashaya Yan Me Jitasukha Vaha. And this is one verse that was sung. And you can translate this in. Let's see what we can do here. What Pingala is saying is that even though there was a desire within her heart to enjoy the material world, somehow or other, through her attachment to the Supreme, there has become a detachment from that material sphere, and happiness is arising within her heart. That's basically what she's explaining, is that there's a key part, Nunam me Bhagavan Prito. Prita means one is pleased. Bhagavan is a word that is used to represent God or the Supreme in its personal form. And I was listening to Bodhinath Swami last week, who was visiting, and he gave a really good description of different aspects of Shiva. And he brought into one of the things he was speaking about was how this path of puja or worship, whereby one pleases the Supreme, and thus all obstacles become removed. So this is definitely something which is in line with the bhakti practice, or devotional practice, bhakti yoga. I'm going to play a couple of public service announcements, and then we will be right back to continue the next set.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Music, reggae music, is tell the whole world, you know, telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR, featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about root rock, lovers rock, dancehall, reggae music. On CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. Love of Jack. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guide them. So, Jah out. Bless out.
No mind on the rhythm, no wine in a haste.
one thing that's worth noting, I just want continuing from what I was talking about before, is that there's actually a higher path of bhakti whereby it's actually a completely selfless position, which is actually from the descriptions in the Bhagavad Purana is more that this is where a Pingler actually is, rather than this idea of pleasing God or that divine personality in order to get some kind of reward. That is what is called seva or selfless service. And so what is actually arising within the heart of Pingler is more in line with that pure sense of becoming an instrument for a positive change in that connection, I guess you could say. So, without further ado, I think we're going to dive into the next set, which is going to start out with Leia Project, remixed by Ferenc Kalos, and entitled Glorious Son, Ya Allah. And from there's some chants in here. This whole set is going to be more in the Arabic kind of place, even though with this track, Glorious Son, there is also, from what we can tell, probably some Tamil in there, definitely some Indian language, which is referring to Surya, which is another name for the sun, or Suryadev. But also some chants in there to Allah. And a track entitled La Ilaha Ilaha, which I'm pronouncing terribly, which is a very famous string of words in Arabic referring to the supreme God or the supreme personality, and basically recognizing that supremacy, in that rather than having this concept of many deities, which you sometimes see, more the concept of having that one supreme source and connecting with that source in a very pure and transparent way, and having that experience of reciprocation back and forth, which is basically pure bhakti or pure devotion. So that sentiment is there, and also in this set, something I'm not seeing right now, but something that's going to fall right in line with those other two tracks I mentioned. But I'll let you know more about that after the fact. We're going to kick it off, though, with Ferenc Kalos remixing Leia Project's Glorious Son, Ya Allah. Back in a while.
Yeah. Mulia, mulia, lia, varera, nobla.
currently listening to from Sufi Splendor, Munis Vyas, and singer Dina Awad, with Alilaha Ilaha. And prior to that, we heard from Niaz from the release Nine Heavens with Iman. And that piece was originating from, my understanding is that it's actually in Urdu, and coming from something written by Mirza Salamat Ali Dabir from the 19th century. Alawahi Hai Palna Mufti Ho. But kind of rewritten by Azam Ali of Niaz into a slightly different order. It's a combination of that and another piece by Maulana Altaf Hussein Ali from the 19th century, which basically translates as much like how when a child would forget their mother when things are good, but then they bang their knee or something happens and immediately they remember the mother. In the same way, the heart cries out for the Supreme when a situation arises which is beyond the range of our control or beyond our ability to deal with. So that's the sentiment in that piece, Iman. And but also along with that, a string of words that translate as to say that presence or that sense of connection to source, when that is there, then one is completely sheltered and completely whole. Prior to that, we heard from, I'll kick things off when that said anyway, with Layer Project, from their remixed release, with a remix of Glorious Sun, Ya Allah, from Dunbay. Ferenc Kalos did that remix. I'm going to play a couple of public service announcements, and then we'll be back to cap things off. Today we're going to finish with something by Govinda Shakti, some Maha Mantra, and we're going to hear also from new stuff by Chances Are Good. You're listening to Mantra on CATR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
212 Productions Limited, The Baker and the Chef, Bang on T-shirts, Bistrude Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Don Levy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattoon, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematic, Perch, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
No real announcements that I can think of this week at this time. I do know that Sandra Lee is going to be heading to Wales soon, and so she's going to do 3 Kirtan nights in a row, in terms of, instead of doing every 2 weeks, it'll be 3 weeks in a row. So for more information on that, you can go to givepeaceachant.org and find out. I think that the dates are, I don't want to guess and throw you off, but maybe 8th, 15th, 22nd rings a bell. But you might want to check out the website to make sure about that. And those are Kirtan gatherings that happen every Friday. It's going to be every Friday, but I don't know about this week. But this Saturday there will be an Enchant Kirtan gathering at Unity Yoga. That's going to be at 6 p.m. Saturday night. And that's by donation. We have special guest is going to be here visiting from the East Coast, or the East Side of Canada. His name is Nitai Ram, and he's a monk that travels a fair amount. He's going to come to Vancouver. He's going to be doing some special workshops on bhakti, bhakti yoga, and chanting. But he's going to be at Enchant this Saturday night to talk about Bhagavad Gita a little bit, and also hopefully maybe lead one of the kirtans as well. So that's Unity Yoga and Tea House at 10th and East 10th and Commercial Drive in Vancouver, 6 p.m. Saturday until usually around 8:30-ish, something like that, 8:30. And it's pretty casual, just drop in. And I think that's pretty much it that I can think of right now, at least what's in front of me in terms of announcements. The next installment of Mantra is going to be next Thursday, 4 p.m., 5 p.m., till 5 p.m. And last two tracks. First one is going to be Govinda Shakti with the Maha Mantra, which is a mantra featuring the words Hare Krishna Rama. Krishna and Rama being names for the Supreme, and Hare also, but in more of a feminine context, or addressing the energy of the Supreme. There's two ways that you can look at that. So that's going to be a nice long 8-minute chant. Hopefully we may have to fade out a little early to make room for a new track by Chances Are Good. And that track is entitled Happy Birthday. And we'll see you next week. I hope you enjoyed some of what you've heard today. On the internet, you can go to mantraradio.co for all the previous shows. You can have a listen, see if there's something that you like. You can also send feedback through the website. That's mantraradio.co. See you next week. Until then, take care of yourselves. Namaste. Here's Govinda Shakti.
Best way, may the creator always keep you healthy, walking in